Welcome to FintyDev Podcast. Today we are covering part 2. From contracts to control, impact of the Hyatt PE ruling to UAE corporate tax compliance. Much like India's approach in the Hyatt case, the UAE will look at substance and activities. The UAE CT law's purpose in defining a PE is to capture situations where a foreign entity has established sufficient presence in the UAE to warrant its business profits being taxable. Examples would include having a fixed place of business branch, office, factory, etc. Or a dependent agent in the UAE that habitually exercises authority to do business on behalf of the foreign company. Even in the absence of a traditional office lease or formal subsidiary, activities such as significant on-site management, long-term consulting engagements, or continuous project oversight in the UAE could trigger a PE under these principles. It's worth noting that many UAE double tax treaties, including older ones like the India-UAE DTAA applied in Hyatt, contain specific PE definitions and thresholds. For instance, some treaties define a service PE based on the duration of services rendered in a country. The India-UAE treaty had a 9-month threshold for service projects. The UAE's domestic law will be applied in conjunction with such treaties. However, as seen in Hyatt, even if one threshold like a duration test is not breached, tax authorities may find another avenue like fixed place PE if the foreign company's involvement is sufficiently deep. The UAE's adoption of OECD Article 5 commentary means substance over form and holistic analysis will guide enforcement, just as it did in the Hyatt ruling. For UAE businesses expanding abroad, the case is a warning. Other countries will apply similar PE tests to UAE companies operating on their soil. Historically, UAE-based companies, especially before UAE CT existed, might not have focused on PE risk, since UAE itself wasn't taxing them. Now, with UAE corporate tax and global tax transparency initiatives, there's a greater onus on managing PE risks both inbound and outbound. The Hyatt case demonstrates that simply avoiding a local office or keeping personnel under a time threshold does not guarantee exemption from foreign tax. What matters is the reality of control and functions performed. This is somewhat relevant also in the case of domestic tax, wherein the groups have presence in free zones and mainland with differential tax exposure and the employments being exercised based on legal ownership only, whereas the key significant people are proportionately shaping the business and operational policy and functions across the group operating in various business entities and even product verticals. 6 practical implications for UAE businesses. The Hyatt PE case carries several practical implications for businesses in the UAE, both in terms of legal interpretation and day-to-day compliance, heightened PE risk in management and franchise arrangements. UAE is still at a nascent stage and there are many big companies operating only within GCC and are facing taxes first time. Some do not have yet and grappling to characterize the transactions as royalties, management fees, technical fees, etc. Industries such as hospitality, consulting, franchising, and project management are on notice. If a UAE-based company provides substantial management or oversight services to an overseas affiliate or client or vice versa, it could inadvertently create a PE. For example, a UAE hotel group managing a foreign property, or a UAE consultancy seconding staff abroad for long projects, may be viewed as having a taxable presence in those countries. Similarly, a foreign parent company that closely supervises its UAE franchisees or subsidiaries on-site might create a UAE PE liable to 9% corporate tax. Re-examining contracts and operational scope, the fine print of service agreements and franchise contracts should be revisited. In Hyatt's case, the strategic oversight services agreement was considered very long-term for a FTS and also had reference to powers of the foreign company to engage beyond strategic oversight and consulting. UAE business should ensure contracts clearly delineate activities based on the six-step risk framework and perhaps limit foreign company authority to advisory or support roles, where appropriate, to evidence no intention of managing local businesses. However, as courts will look at actual conduct, monitoring compliance with contractual limits is key. The reality must match the contents of the agreement. Personnel deployment and travel. Companies must manage how they deploy executives and experts across borders. Frequent or extended presence of foreign personnel in a host country, even without any single person staying beyond a set period, can cumulatively signal a continuous business presence. UAE businesses sending teams abroad should track the nature and duration of these visits. Likewise, foreign firms sending staff to the UAE should be mindful of their roles. Personnel engaged in routine site visits or training pose less risk than those effectively running local operations. Proper work visa categories, immigration filings, and maintaining an office at the local company, not a hidden foreign outpost, can help delineate roles if scrutinized. Travels can also follow a policy of approvals by requisite approvers within group to appropriately control and manage the risk of authority. Documentation and local entity considerations, to defend against unwarranted PE assertions, maintain thorough documentation of the foreign company's activities in the host country. Minutes of meetings, reports, and organizational charts can help demonstrate whether the foreign firm is merely guiding versus actively managing the local business. In some cases, if substantial involvement is necessary, it may be cleaner to set up a local subsidiary or branch and properly register it for tax. This way, profits can be formally attributed and taxed with potential tax planning to avoid double taxation via credits or exemptions. The new UAE CT law even allows UAE companies to elect to exempt income from a foreign PE to avoid double tax under certain conditions, but that assumes the foreign presence is acknowledged and structured appropriately. Reference to PPT and DEMP, though not expressly mentioned in the ruling, it can be inferred from the ruling the referencing to anti-fragmentation rules for the principal purpose test for the contracts entered into by the hotel owners to generate income in India. Also, if in today's time the ruling might have focused on the DEMP to determine the attribute the profits associated between the UAE HO and the PE. A DEMP and PE concepts intersect in transfer pricing. Performing DEMP functions may indicate significant economic activity, while a significant activity may trigger PE status. In the Hyatt case, the UAE-based company legally owns the trademark, but court assumed the same to have been outsourced for its development and enhancement to a team. If the team has a fixed base in India available to exercise control, bear the commensurate risks and contribute significantly to the intangibles value and conduct such operations with some regularity, then it can trigger a PE status in India based on substantive DEMP activities. Besides, the court also focused on value creation besides the routine functional analysis to determine the taxable presence and substance of the activity in India. B. DEMP implications in the Hyatt case, development, marketing and brand strategies, technical SOPs. Enhancement: the foreign company had the right to appoint or approve key personnel in the local business, e.g. the hotel's general manager and executive staff, to enhance the local values. Maintenance: participation in implementation and functional controls. Protection: by operating the bank account, has rights to restrict hotel owners on major restructuring. The foreign company managed or had access to bank accounts and tied its fees to the hotel's revenue and profits, indicating direct economic involvement in the business outcomes. Exploitation: right to manage the hotel even to the exclusion of owner, revenue share linked to room tariff and share of gross profits. Watch for tax authority guidance and precedents, as the UAE's Federal Tax Authority FTA begins enforcing corporate tax, we can expect guidelines or examples clarifying PE scenarios. Additionally, keep an eye on any emerging case law in the UAE or GCC on this topic. The Hyatt case may well influence how other jurisdictions, perhaps including UAE courts or arbitration forums, interpret similar facts. Being proactive in understanding these trends will enable businesses to anticipate challenges before they arise. 7. Proactive compliance. Considering Hyatt's ruling, all of this guides UAE businesses and inbound investors to approach corporate tax compliance with a more proactive and informed mindset. The Hyatt ruling may have been in India, but its impact resonates strongly in the UAE's new tax environment. Going forward, structuring cross-border operations requires more than just savvy lawyering. It demands substantive alignment and delineation of actual transactions between what the legal agreements say and what actually happens day to day. This might mean revisiting management agreements, appropriately characterizing the nature of service and the basis of the remuneration model. By internalizing the lessons from the Hyatt case and focusing on substance prevailing over form, businesses can structure and document their affairs to avoid unpleasant surprises. The goal is to remain on the right side of evolving norms, ensuring that your international operations are not only efficient but also resilient against tax scrutiny. Given UAE's heightened focus on economic substance of the business, keeping these principles in mind will help businesses confidently expand abroad and welcome foreign investment without tripping over tax traps that can arise when the reality of control doesn't match the formal picture drawn on paper. Thank you for listening, Fintita Podcast.